Brownlow medalist from 2015. He's won a couple of AFLPA MVP awards and only the 5 games last year. But now, skipper of the Dockers, welcome to you, Nat Fyfe.
Morning, guys.
Well, just firstly, before you got onto captaincy and the Dockers, an update on your body. Your hair looks extraordinary, but how's the leg?
Thanks, Home. The body's good. Had a big pre-season, as everyone else has at this time of the year. Played a scratch match yesterday, about 80 minutes worth, and leg feels fine. So, yeah, I'm excited for round 1.
And you went overseas. You did a lot of training over there. What did that enable you to learn about your body or your fitness and your health?
Yeah, I had to train all through the off-season this year. So to mentally break it up, I had a 2-week stint in LA training in an elite performance gym and a college over there doing my running. Basically, I got to train alongside some NFL athletes and some ice hockey athletes and use their strength and conditioning guys. Just broaden the horizons on what's possible in a training sense and just give some fresh motivation. So it was a good experience.
Do they do it a little bit differently over there?
Slightly. There's a lot more banter and sort of excitement and juice going on in the gyms. It's a bit more straight down the line over here. But, I mean, the good thing I got out of it is that we're operating at a world-class standard in AFL ranks over here. So that was good to see.
Hey, Nathan, congratulations on your appointment as captain of the Fremantle Footy Club. It's a huge honour for any player. 12 months ago, they went through the process, and the name that came out at the end of it was David Mundy. What do you think has changed in the space of 12 months that saw you now elevated to that position?
Yeah, it's a good question, Gaz. I think when we went into season 2016, we had 6 or 7 slightly older players who were around the age demographic that David was, and we were looking, coming off a big season where we finished top of the ladder 2015, we were looking at going deep into the finals, and David was the best man for the job. I believe that process got it right last year. This year we've had 5 or 6 guys go and some fresh faces come in. The age has shifted slightly downward, and the appointment of Michael Walters and Lockie Neal along with myself sort of reflect the age of the group and the rejuvenated direction that we're heading in.
Nat, you've been talked about a lot here in Victoria about someone that is being hunted by Victorian clubs. That's been the last month and a half, if you like. The last day and a half has now been, well, you've signed as captain. That would suggest to the footy world that you're staying at Fremantle long term. Is that a fair summary?
I think that speculation is only natural, given I haven't signed a contract yet. But I've stated all along I see my future being with Fremantle, and I've always signed my contracts in the mid to late part of my last year of the contract, and that was always going to be the case. The captaincy doesn't change anything in that regard. Yeah, I look forward to captaining Freo this year and want to play my football with Freo.
You would have seen one of your fellow Brownlow medalist, Patrick Dangerfield, go through that whole process his last year at Adelaide, that constant daily, weekly speculation. Are you prepared for that if you're happy to sign mid or late in the year?
Yeah, I think so. I'll monitor it closely, and if I feel at any point it's affecting me or, more importantly, the team or the club, then I'll look to do something pretty quickly. But I saw how Patrick has handled it and other players have handled it. There is an element of motivation that you do draw out of the chaos that goes on with that speculation. And if you can turn it into some positive fuel to play better footy, then I'm all for it.
Speaking of Nathan Fyfe, new captain of the Fremantle Footy Club, I thought you handled your initial press conference magnificently. You sounded like you were ready to take on this responsibility. You sat as an observer last year from our point of view over here on the Eastern Seaboard, was one of the most staggering fall from graces. We just didn't see it coming in any way, shape or form. What did you put it down to?
A lot of different factors, and I don't think any of us would have seen that coming. We had a number of players get injured last year, and myself personally having to sit on the sidelines and watch on, it was extremely difficult. This year, we've got some fresh players through the door. Our coaching staff have had some strong feedback internally and from the players, and have realigned to some of their core values. And I put that all in the pot together. We're excited about where we can go this year. We're ambitious without setting any expectations.
So the coaching staff feedback, is that player feedback to coaching staff?
It's coach to coach, player to coach, and administration level down to coach as well. I think when you go through a year like we did in 2016, everyone comes under scrutiny. And to Ross's credit, he knows that he's on a journey and evolving as a coach as well. And working closely with the leaders and the captain, we're able to give some honest feedback and conversation both ways and all realign and hopefully find the best outcomes for our club.
Nathan, we don't get access to you or to Fremantle or West Australian players too often. So I want to ask, where does the discussion come? And you can tell us whether it's right or wrong, that perhaps you and your fellow teammates weren't on the same page, or that you didn't get on, or that you weren't, which has been put to rest because this is player-driven, I assume, in terms of appointing the coach. But where does that stuff start from? Because you don't necessarily have to be best mates on a footy field. That's a misconception that the general public have. But you have to be respected, and I can't imagine that's not the case. But, I mean, can you enlighten us as to why these things start?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. We didn't acknowledge internally all that speculation that was starting to go on, but I think the reality of it is when we start to go through a year like we did in 2015, sometimes there is reasons on the outside that people look to try and pull the club apart, or individuals with their own desires, potentially that starts to creep into the external marketplace. And when you're dealing with a lot of players and player managers, and media scrutiny like what we deal with, there was always going to be some form of fallout. Unfortunately, I had to deal with a little bit of it, and the players had to deal with it, with some of it. But you know how footy clubs work. Things like this galvanise you, and we've come out of that and gone into this year. The player vote the other day reflected how closely and tightly some of the guys in that leadership group are respected and valued. And I'm pretty happy to say that hopefully that's been put behind us and we're on the other side looking forward.
What did you learn last year sitting in the coach's box alongside Ross, alongside the other coaches, listening to what they had to say, listening to how they broke the game down? What did it teach you in the year that you had off?
It taught me that the coach's box is a chaotic environment. sitting in behind Rossi on game day, you start to get a feel for just how rudderless the coaches can be at times. You know, when we're at training and in meetings through the week, there's so much control and management of players, and every decision really is accounted for. But once you get thrown into the jungle of a game, the players really have to lead and drive themselves. And so that gave me a good insight. I was able to work closely with players through the quarter time, half time breaks on how they were feeling, what the data and the numbers reflected versus how they were feeling internally. So, and armed me with a couple of tools that I'll hopefully be able to use this year.
Speaking with Nathan Fyfe, Nat, in regard to captaincy, some want it, some don't. Did you have to think about it, or was it something that you'd always wanted to be, captain of a footy club?
No, as I've sort of grown up with Fremantle, it started to become clear that I wanted to lead the club in a capacity, and so being elected to the leadership group a couple of years ago reflected that. And then more to that, I just wanted to have as much influence as I could and wanted to drive the direction of the club. So being captain was something that I did aspire to. And I'm pretty stoked at 25 that I get that opportunity, knowing full well that the next 4 or 5 years, I'll hopefully learn more and become a better and better leader.
I spoke to Jason Dunstall one time, and he said no matter what was going on in the footy season, he knew how many goals Plugger had kicked in that same round. He just kept the... And I think Plugger has since said the same thing, that they had this great rivalry. Did you watch the Dangerfield year unfold, his level of dominance? I mean, it was very similar to your Brownlow year. And did you think to yourself, yeah, I need to get back and challenge for that top spot?
Absolutely, mate. I watched every game nearly. I enjoyed watching Paddy and watching the way that he sort of led at a new club with all the speculation that surrounded him. And no doubt I use that as motivation at different points throughout my rehab. And thankfully we get to play each other round one. So that'll be an appetising class to look forward to.
Looking forward to that already. Bobby Murphy was in here yesterday. He asked me to ask this question of you. In recent times, Dyson Heppel's been named captain of Essendon. You've been named captain of Freo. Does he have to do anything with his hair this year before he runs out and captains the Western Bulldogs?
The hair's fine. Maybe the pipes could do with a bit of a tune-up.
Is Rossi going to drag you in at some stage and say, listen, mate, you're captain of the club now. Short back and sides is the thing that we want here.
Oh, I've been tossing and turning over the last couple of days with some of the feedback I've received. So I dare say before round one, you might see a bit of a chop.
Roll with it, mate. I'm growing mine out. I want to try and get a fife like look going, so I'd roll with it.
What was the last haircut? What month or what year?
I despise going to the hairdressers. I think it was would have been about October, November last year.
Well, looks good, and we're very pleased that your leg is going well, and we're very pleased that you're the captain of the Dockers. Have a great season, Nat, and hopefully you'll join us again.
Thanks very much, guys.
Great to talk to Nathan Fife.